Here's the Friday Short for May 16th of 2025. In the midst of the uproar over a new book by CNN's Jake Tapper and Axios reporter Alex Thompson, I figured that I'd use this Friday Short to issue a Left of Lansing mea culpa. About a year ago, I released a Friday Short detailing why I was voting for then-President Joe Biden. Other than his correct decision to get us out of the Afghanistan quagmire, I said back then that I was extremely disappointed by Biden's foreign policy decisions, especially the decision to give a green light to the Israeli right-wing government's genocidal actions on the Palestinian people in Gaza. But despite that, I was still backing Biden because he at least valued our system of government. And while our economy was far, far, far from perfect, Biden wasn't blowing it up arbitrarily like we're seeing Dear Leader do today. However, I'd like to apologize to those of you who listened to me because as I just went back and listened to my argument for Biden, it sounded to me that I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to myself. Actually, I was trying to convince myself that Biden was the only person who could defeat Trump, even though the polling back then was showing trouble for Biden and the Democrats. But additionally, I was guilty of simply hoping for the best while ignoring what my eyes were seeing. Look, I understand why many Democratic voters and defenders of Joe Biden are frustrated by the corporate media machine and how it's still attacking Joe Biden while white Christian nationalism and the corporate oligarchy gain a tighter grip on the throat of democracy. And I understand being frustrated while Dear Leader Trump is deteriorating physically and musing about the word groceries on a daily basis. But there is never a doubt in my mind which side corporate media would support, considering Dear Leader and the MAGA Republican Congress right now are working on ways to cut the safety net for the working class and divert that money to the corporate elites. So I was under no illusion there. But that doesn't excuse all the officials inside the White House and all of the Democratic Party leaders who failed in their responsibility to fight for the people rather than caring more about their cushy positions. I mean, we saw how Joe Biden wasn't the same guy that he was in 2012 and even in 2016. And we could see with our own eyes how Joe Biden slipped considerably from 2023 to 2024. Now, I don't care about the part where Tapper and Thompson describe how Biden's frailty became so serious that officials considered a wheelchair for him. I mean, come on, a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't do the job, as Texas has a governor in a wheelchair, and one of the greatest presidents of all time lived in a wheelchair. But optics in today's politics matter. We know that to be the truth, and we all knew, that Trump had a hardcore following and that he exceeded his vote expectations in the previous two elections. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We progressives understood the dangers that were in front of us had Trump and the MAGA Republicans won this election. And knowing that danger, we needed someone who was up to the challenge. And I feared during 2024 that Joe Biden wasn't up to that challenge. And I wasn't the only one, because after that debate, showing a feeble, dithering, lost, lockjawed, stammering and stumbling old man confirmed my fears, as it confirmed the fears of many others out there who still simply refuse to admit that Joe Biden could not run for president again. That's why there was such an immediate freakout during and right after that debate. And I immediately called for Biden to step down and did so despite losing some followers, but it was the right thing to do. But what really sucks is how he and his people wasted our time for at least another month until he decided to finally do the right thing and step aside. But by then, it was too late. Now, I was right to call for Joe Biden to step down, but where I was wrong was not being honest to myself, which meant I was not being honest with you. And I apologize for that drastic mistake in judgment. And if I've learned anything from this whole episode, it's to never trust Democratic Party officials who told us not to believe what we were seeing with our own eyes. We know MAGA Republicans want to trash the Constitution, deliver gut punches to the working class while enriching their elite corporate class backers. We always know what MAGA Republicanism is all about. Sadly, what we learned from this whole episode, though, is that Democratic Party officials cared more about their own power and prestige rather than fighting for the people they claim to care about. And so, I'm sorry for not saying those exact words last year. I'll try to do better. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Like and subscribe to the show on the YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.